Masechet Baba Batra, Perek He, Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about the exact completion of a sale and when neither party has the ability to withdraw from the sale. We'll talk about a person filling a container of liquid. The seller is selling liquid, oil, or wine to the buyer, and he's using the container of a third party. That's an important detail over here, because if it was the buyer's container, the moment that everything goes that starts to go in there, he acquires it right away. So here, there's a third-party container. We look at the container that's somebody else's as until the liquid is fully filled up, it's the seller's. It's on loan by the seller. He's using it. Once it's filled up, it's on loan to the buyer because he's supposed to transport it home. Mishnah says, Hamocher yayin vashem in lachaviro. Somebody's selling wine or oil to his friend. V'hukru ohuzlu. And then as the liquid is being poured into a container, that borrowed container, the price either goes up or the price goes down. So either way, one of the parties wants to withdraw. He's getting the raw end of the deal. So halacha is as follows. Im ad shelo nitmale tamida lamocher. If the price changed before the container was filled up completely, then all of the wine and the oil still belongs to the seller, and therefore, either party is still allowed to withdraw from the sale. It's owned by the mocher, and therefore, the deal hasn't been complete yet. But mishinit malet hamida, but if the price changed after the container was filled, lalokeach, the goods have been transferred over to the buyer, and therefore, once that happened, the buyer automatically owns it, and therefore the sale is considered to be complete and they can't back out. Now we'll talk about if there's another variable. If they're not directly dealing with each other, but there's a broker in between them. The broker here is a middleman. He's not a shaliach. He's not an agent of the buyer. Rather, he's a middleman who is working between them. So he's going to take temporary possession of the item after it's given to him by the seller, until he hands it over to the buyer. V'im haya sarsur benehen, if there was a broker between them, the container here belongs to the broker. He's buying wine from the seller or oil from the seller, and then he's selling it to the buyer. Nishbera havit nishbera la sarsur. If the barrel breaks in the interim while it's being held by the broker after it's filled, then the broker is the one who loses out. The seller here already transferred ownership of it to the broker. The broker took possession of it, and then he's planning on selling it over to the buyer, but the buyer didn't take possession yet. Therefore, the one who loses out over here is the broker. Other laws that apply to liquid. The seller has to tip out 3 drops for him. If somebody's selling a whole container of wine or oil, what he has to first do is empty the entire container. But even after it's empty, he has to allow the extras that are still in there to drip out 3 drops into the buyer's container, and that belongs to the buyer. V'hidkina umitza harehu shel mocher. Once those 3 drops have been given over to the buyer, then the seller tilts over the container on its side, and if there's more liquid that gathers over there, that still belongs to the seller. The buyer, when he expected to purchase the container over here, he didn't expect to receive every last drop that was in it. So therefore, if there happens to be a little bit of leftover, that still belongs to the seller. The shopkeeper who's making sales one after the other, he's busy, he's in action, he doesn't have to tip over the last 3 drops to each buyer. He's busy, and therefore we're not going to trouble him to go through all of this for the extra few drops. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbat im Hashecha Patur. According to Rabbi Yehuda over here, he's going to limit that exemption of the shopkeeper. He says, on Friday, when it's very close to Shabbat, he's exempt because he's very rushed. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this whole idea that the shopkeeper is exempt from those 3 extra drops because he's very busy and very rushed, that only applies to right before Shabbat, where he doesn't have to give it because of the chaos that is happening on Erev Shabbat. But on all other times, the shopkeeper does have to tip out those 3 drops to the buyer.